Welcome to Shadows of Mystery podcast. Today, we dive into the mysterious and haunting case of Madeline McCann, a 3-year-old girl who disappeared while on vacation with her family in Portugal in 2007. This episode unpacks the timeline of events, explores the investigations and theories surrounding her disappearance, and examines the unanswered questions that have gripped the world for over a decade. Join us as we piece together the facts, controversies, and ongoing search for the truth in one of the most infamous missing person cases in modern history. A recent search in Portugal has once again brought the case of Madeline McCann, the British girl who went missing in 2007, back into the spotlight. Madeline disappeared 16 years ago at the age of 3 while staying in a vacation apartment in Portugal with her family. This week, the case dominated headlines as Portuguese police resumed their investigation, reigniting global attention. After 3 days of searching in the Algarve region, where Madeline vanished, authorities concluded their efforts on Thursday. Police reported collecting some material for analysis, but provided no indication of any definitive breakthroughs. The search was conducted at the request of German authorities, with British officials also present. Investigators focused on an area near the Arad Dam, roughly 30 miles from Praia da Luz, the seaside village where the McCann family had been vacationing. Local media reported that the location had been frequented by a German man named as a suspect in the case. German prosecutor Hans Christian Wolters told the broadcaster NDR, "We just have some indications that we might find evidence there." The renewed search has stirred fresh interest in a case that has captivated Europe for more than a decade. Madeline's disappearance led to a massive international search effort, inspiring books, front-page news coverage, a Netflix documentary, and countless theories, tips, and moments of dashed hope. Here is what we know about the case. Madeline's disappearance. Kate and Jerry McCann, Madeline's parents, made the difficult decision to leave Madeline and her younger siblings, 2-year-old twins, in their vacation apartment while they dined nearby. At around 9 p.m., Madeline's father checked on the children, finding all of them safe. However, about an hour later, when her mother checked, Madeline was missing. What followed was an immediate search, fueled by hope and determination, though it initially yielded few significant leads. Madeline's disappearance touched hearts around the world, sparking a wave of compassion and unity. Her story resonated deeply, with her image appearing on missing posters and t-shirts as millions held on to hope for her safe return. The public outpouring of support and grief was often likened to the collective mourning after the passing of Princess Diana, reminding us of the power of community in times of tragedy. The initial investigation by Portuguese police faced challenges and criticism, with her parents being named as suspects at one point. However, in 2008, they were formally cleared, allowing the focus to return to finding answers and justice for Madeline. In 2020, German prosecutors shared difficult news, revealing that new evidence suggested Madeline may have been a victim of homicide. While this revelation was heavy, it also reignited efforts to seek the truth and honor her memory. Madeline's story continues to inspire unwavering hope and a commitment to justice, a reminder of the resilience of the human spirit in the face of immense challenges. Together, we hold on to the belief that every effort, every voice, and every action in her name matters. Who are the suspects? It's not always clear why certain searches are reignited, but every step forward brings us closer to answers. In 2020, German authorities revealed that a German man was under investigation on suspicion of murder. Though not officially named, German news outlets identified him as Christian B. The suspect's story is complex. He lived in Portugal's Algarve region between 1995 and 2007 and has a criminal record for crimes involving children. At the time of his identification, he was already in a German prison for unrelated offenses, including a sexual crime and drug charges. A German prosecutor shared that he made a living through drug dealing, but also worked in restaurants, sold used cars, and committed thefts targeting hotel rooms and vacation homes. In 2017, on the 10th anniversary of Madeline's disappearance, British detectives received their first tip about this individual after a public appeal. While he has not been charged in connection with her case and denies involvement, the Portuguese police formally named him a suspect in 2022. Over the years, British newspapers have captured glimpses of his life through interviews with those who knew him, building a mosaic of details in the ongoing quest for clarity. Every voice and every piece of the puzzle brings us one step closer to understanding and perhaps resolution. Together, we hold on to the hope that truth will prevail, inspiring resilience and determination in the search for answers. A German national who lived near the area at the time of the disappearance, he has been named a formal suspect by Portuguese authorities in 2022 due to emerging evidence connecting him to the case. How he is linked to the crime. Christian Brückner has been linked to the case through a series of circumstantial evidence and criminal history. He is known to have a history of sexual offenses, including crimes against children, and was living in the Algarve region around the time of the disappearance. Phone records also place him in the vicinity of Praia da Luz on the night of the incident. Additionally, a camper van and other personal belongings associated with Brückner have been scrutinized by investigators for clues. While these connections have raised suspicion, definitive evidence proving his involvement remains elusive, leaving the case shrouded in uncertainty. Robert Murat, a British-Portuguese man initially identified as a suspect early in the investigation, but later cleared after lack of evidence. How he is linked to the crime? Robert Murat's connection to the case primarily stems from his proximity to the scene and initial involvement in the investigation. Living less than 150 yards from the Ocean Club Resort where the disappearance occurred, Murat's familiarity with the area naturally drew investigators' attention. Early reports suggested strange behavior and conflicting accounts of his whereabouts on the night in question, prompting his designation as a suspect. Additionally, his volunteering to assist police as a translator raised suspicions among some witnesses. Despite these initial connections, law enforcement found no concrete evidence tying Murat to the crime, leading to his eventual removal from the list of suspects. Unnamed individuals. Over the years, there have been numerous unnamed individuals questioned or considered persons of interest, though many leads ultimately led to dead ends. How they were linked to the crime. The connections between suspects and the crime varied widely, often stemming from circumstantial evidence, witness reports, or behavioral anomalies. For example, Robert Murat was linked due to his proximity to the area and his involvement as a translator during the initial investigation, which some found suspicious. Unnamed individuals were often tied to the case due to reported sightings, tips from the public, or forensic leads that required further scrutiny. However, in many instances, these connections lacked sufficient evidence to sustain allegations or establish definitive links to the crime. Kate and Jerry McCann, initially, Madeline's own parents were once declared arguidos, suspects, by Portuguese authorities in 2007, a claim that was met with widespread controversy and later dropped. The suspicion surrounding Kate and Jerry McCann stemmed from various factors during the initial stages of the investigation. One key element was the cadaver and blood detection dogs brought in by Portuguese authorities, which allegedly signaled traces of human blood and decomposition in the McCann's rented apartment and car. Additionally, inconsistencies in their statements as reported by the media and the heavy public scrutiny of their actions in the days following Madeline's disappearance contributed to the allegations. These factors, combined with pressure to find answers in the high-profile case, led authorities to formally declare them as suspects. However, no concrete evidence was found to support these claims, and the arguidos status was eventually lifted. Has the area been searched before? Overall, hundreds of volunteers have helped the family look for Madeline around the world. The coordinated operation by German and Portuguese authorities is the first formal search in the dam area. But in 2008, Marcos Aragao Correa, a Portuguese lawyer not connected to the case, hired specialist divers to check the area following some tips he said he had received. In 2014, the British police, who also opened an investigation known as Operation Grange, for several days examined scrubland near the resort where Madeline disappeared but found no evidence. On May 3rd, Madeline's family gathered to commemorate the 16th anniversary of her disappearance. Still missing, still very much missed, her family wrote in a statement. We await a breakthrough, it added. What do we know about the search? The recent announcement by Portuguese police has reignited hope and determination in the ongoing search for answers, capturing the close attention of British media. On Tuesday, the investigation focused on a peninsula near a reservoir where police demonstrated unwavering commitment. Equipped with tools such as pickaxes, chainsaws, and rakes, they meticulously combed through the area and the surrounding woods. A police motorboat was also deployed to explore the water basin, highlighting a unified and strategic approach to uncovering the truth. The Mirror reported that evidence was carefully collected and loaded onto a truck by German officers, signaling progress and international collaboration. Meanwhile, the BBC noted the involvement of sniffer dogs, showcasing the advanced resources brought in to ensure no detail is overlooked. According to The Independent, police even cleared trees in their relentless pursuit of answers. This operation, fueled by persistence and teamwork, underscores the power of collective action in the quest for truth and justice. It stands as a compelling example of what can be achieved when determination and purpose come together in the search for answers. As of 2025, the investigation into the Madeline McCann case remains one of the most high-profile and enduring mysteries. Madeline McCann disappeared on May 3, 2007, from a holiday apartment in Praia da Luz, Portugal, while on vacation with her family. She was nearly 4 years old at the time, and her disappearance triggered an international search. Despite various leads, theories, and suspects over the years, including a renewed focus on a German man identified as Christian Bruckner in 2020, no definitive answers have been reached. The German authorities have continued to label Bruckner, a convicted sex offender, as a key suspect, based on evidence they claim ties him to the area at the time of Madeline's disappearance. However, as of now, no charges directly related to her case have been brought against him. Searches, such as the extensive operation in 2023, have reportedly uncovered items of interest, but no conclusive breakthroughs have been communicated publicly. The case continues to captivate global attention, underlining the persisting hope of finding the truth about Madeline's fate. There was a false claim in the case. In 2024, a woman made headlines by claiming to be Madeline McCann, reigniting media interest and public debate surrounding the case. The woman, whose identity remains undisclosed, presented photographs and anecdotal evidence to support her claim, stating that she had vague memories of being taken away as a child. She also requested DNA testing to verify her identity, citing distinct physical features, such as a mark on her eye, that she believed matched descriptions of Madeline. While her story attracted considerable attention, authorities and experts have urged caution, emphasizing the need for concrete proof before drawing any conclusions. The outcome of her claim remains uncertain, adding yet another layer to the complexities of this enduring mystery. If you have any evidence regarding Madeline McCann's case, please contact the authorities immediately. Your information could be crucial in uncovering the truth. Additionally, don't forget to subscribe to our show and leave a rating. It helps us continue bringing important stories to light.